for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
A very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM, Bumblebrit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Right, there's a new campaign out, thanks to Cancer Australia, and the campaign is called Yarn for Life. And look, we're going to catch up a yarn now with CEO and Professor Dorothy Keefe on this deadly campaign. Professor Dorothy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm very well, thank you. And how are you?
I'm well, I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a very important campaign, but looking at the title, Yarn for Life, very simple.
It's very simple and it's very special, and it comes from Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people themselves, because we want to make sure we're using the right words
yes.
to get the message out there.
And I believe you've got some First Nation people at the table with you in regard to this campaign?
We absolutely have. So it was the videos and the media stuff all produced by an Indigenous agency called Carbon Creative.
Okay.
And then what they call the talent in the video is also wonderful people, Leila Guruwiri, a proud younger woman, and Gurindji man Charlie King, and I think they're both pretty well known to the community.
Yes.
And they talk about how important it is.
And so very important. And you've got to have the right words at the table in regard to for engagement, a bridge builder, so to speak. And when you look at the word yarn opposed to talking about cancer, yarn about cancer, it gives a more open, friendly approach.
It does. And then we use yarn for life because we want to talk about living.
Yes.
Not any alternatives. You know, we're wanting to be positive, strength-based, get the messaging right for the people who need to hear it. So that's why we called it Yarn for Life, created with and by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
Exactly. Now, when you look at the yucky disease, cancer, it doesn't discriminate. And look, it's fantastic that Cancer Australia is working in the space regarding helping First Nation people, but in regarding the whole of Australia and the globe, if not that, in regarding counselling out the word cancer in our lives.
Well, that's right. We want to make sure that everybody who gets a cancer finds it fast, gets it treated and has the best outcomes possible, because we've got a bit of work to do.
Yes.
There are some cancers in Indigenous people where the outcomes aren't quite so good, and we need to make them better.
And when you have a campaign like, say, Yarn for Life, that we can help prevention or catch it early in regard to fixing the situation, yep?
That's right. And also then, but the other thing is, not being ashamed to talk about it.
Exactly.
You know, it's important to share with your family and your friends so that they can help you. You know, it's not something to be ashamed of. It's something that lots of people go through, and the more we talk about it, the better, or more we yarn about it, the better it will be.
And the yarn also becomes a tool for motivation for future people who come to this road, this crossroad, so to speak, and cancer comes into life. Well, we can yarn about it a lot more easier because of pre-yarns, you could say.
Exactly, and yarning helps people. It helps both sides of the yarning get helped by doing it. So, yeah, it's really important.
So the videos you're talking about and the promo in regard to the campaign, how do people see it?
Well, they're going to be on social media, and they're going to be all across radio and TV. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to be on the Indigenous TV.
Sure, NITV, yep.
Yeah, NITV, yep, so that people should be able to see them, and then they'll be shared on social media as well and on our website and radio. So there'll be lots of opportunities for people to see them and share them.
All right, fantastic. And for our mob to have a look at those videos and just to be ready for the yarn for life. That's what it's all about. And like I said, I love the rather than the alternative is what you mentioned. So very important. Because having a daily yarn with CEO of Cancer Australia, Professor Dorothy Keefe, got it back online. And look, very important it gets out there and to touch our lives or First Nation people for people who have cancer. Let's start the yarn. Yep,
that's right. The more we talk about it, the better it will be, and the better we'll be able to look after people and make sure they, you know, have a long and healthy life.
Fantastic. Love the work that you're doing. Great to see you working with First Nation people as well and building bridges. All the best to Cancer Australia. All the best to you and your family. Stay safe, and we'll yarn soon.
That sounds lovely, and we'll keep on working to make things better with our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander friends and colleagues.
Too deadly is what
very
we say.
Very important area.
Very important area. Thank you, Dorothy. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
A deadly yarn there with CEO of Cancer Australia, Professor Dorothy Keefe. And look, yarn about the deadly campaign, Yarn for Life Cancer Campaign, and getting that Bob yarn in, very, very important. And by having that yarn, it can tackle the disease early and prevent it from continuing on and making our life very, very sad in that sense. So very important we have that yarn, your mob, yarn to your mob, yarn to your family, very important. And so we can live a long life for our pickaninnies, for our young ones. Too deadly. Have your say, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Long time now, Nalabat Binjiran, right here in this country. Long time now, you my pin common, right here in this country. Today we all sit down here, together. Ago, the ancestors walked this earth, creating the world that we know. They made the trees, the plants, and the animals, and life was given to the land. This was the time of dreaming, a very powerful and spiritual time. Today we live in a dreaming. This is our culture and our tradition.
It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
A very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. They say there's light at the end of the tunnel. Queensland's path to treaty progresses in Cairns. We're going to catch up a yarn now with the Honourable Craig Crawford, Minister for Seniors and Disability Services and Minister for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Partnership. On the line, Craig, very good morning. How are you?
Very good, Trev. Very good. I'm sitting out here in Western Queensland at the moment. It is beautiful, sunny weather.
They say beautiful one day, perfect the next. They haven't lied, have they?
No, that's exactly right, mate. It's full of grey nomads out here, all up here from Victoria, spending lots of money, which is great to see.
Which is good to see. Yeah, fantastic. Look, this fantastic space you're in regarding Queensland's Path to Treaty Progresses in Cairns. Look, a long time waiting, heading in the right direction. We need to get it together, and this is a very important conversation, Craig.
Yeah, look, you know, it is progressing, and, you know, we've had, you know, some conversations to date about it. There's still a lot of Queenslanders out there that are not aware that Path Treaty is even on the move.
Yep.
We hope to change that over the next 6 to 12 months. We want to go into a big series of truth-telling and healing conversations over the next 12 months to 2 years. We want to recorrect some of the history.
Yes.
We want to properly tell some of the history. You know, there's a lot of stories out there. There's for good and bad of things that have happened inside everyone's backyards, little towns, geographical areas, those sorts of things. The history books in many of those, need to be rewritten and changed. And that's what we're going to do for the next couple of years. So I want everyone on board for it.
So regarding what's happening with other states and territories, Queensland's doing their bit in regard to pathways to treaty. Like I said, a very important conversation. And the old saying, well done is better than well said. Sick of the lip service, yes?
Well, that's exactly right. And look, it's starting to move in other states too. Victoria are fairly well advanced, you know, in their treaty process. You know, we're on the move now as well, and other states are starting to sort of come on in different sort of ways. But what's really important in this, Trev, is that, you know, I want to make sure that treaty is not just going to be a certificate that hangs on a wall. This is about the process that we take to get there. You know, we know that there is a lot of intergenerational trauma. There's still a lot of conversations. There's still, you know, there's a lot of stuff that needs to come out. It needs to come to the surface, and it needs to get resolved so that everyone can move forward from that. And everyone's got a part to play in that.
Because, of course, at the table, front and centre, is First Nation people, traditional owners, yes?
Absolutely, mate. Absolutely. You know, absolutely front and centre. And, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, we want councils involved, all levels of government. You know, we want, you know, descendants of settlers. We want everyone involved in this process. You know, this is not about blame. This is about making sure that history is accurately recorded in our state so that everyone can acknowledge, you know, what the history was, what actually really happened here, there and everywhere, and then be able to move forward. So like I say, it's not just something that hangs on the wall.
Exactly.
It's the deep process that we go through there for it. So the next couple of years, we want to get into lots of truth-telling and healing. I want to see documentaries. I want to see films. I want to see books. I want to see stories. I want to see councils involved. You know, and what's going to be really important is, you know, for people out there listening, if there are untold stories about areas in your backyard, in the town, in the region that you live in, you know, now would be a good time to start sort of, you know, thinking about how we can properly tell them.
And we talk about the truth, and the truth does hurt, but the truth is the foundation of the true story of true Australia, black or white, moving forward, and they need to be told.
That's exactly right, mate. And there's so many different ways that they should be told. You know, a good example is a lot of people know their World War II history from watching Tom Hanks movies and different sort of things like that. So, you know, there's different ways to be able to showcase and tell it. We need to make sure that the facts are accurate.
Yes.
And that it's reflected that way. So, you know, we've been having a lot of conversations with screenwriters, with, you know, people like Aaron Farzo who do documentaries and everything all up there in the Torres Strait about what role everyone's got to play and how to get this out.
Yes.
And how to get it in front of everyone, you know, not just traditional owners, not just First Nations Queenslanders, but how do we get it in front of all Queenslanders and all the different ways that we've got to get it to them.
Well, the truth also is a bandage covering up the womb, you know, and soothing the womb and putting ointment on it, like I said, to move forward and to bring us all together.
Yeah, look, you know, and we've got to recognise, you know, this process is not going to be easy for some. You know, we still have a lot of Queenslanders who have first-hand lived experience from the stolen generation, from stolen wages, from a range of things. So still a lot of intergenerational trauma out there. We need to be very respectful of that. You know, that's a role for us all to play, in that. But this is what the healing is about. And there's going to be some of those Band-Aids that are going to come off. And,
sure.
You know, it's going to be hard for some people. This is the process we've got to move through. It's been successfully done in other countries that have gone through war,
yes,
and all sorts of different things, and they've been able to move on. But it's only because they've been able to actually reconcile properly and heal those wounds and be able to step forward.
So I'm picking up it's an open conversation, open table. How do people, like the average punter, come to the table with their story? How do they add to in regard to the path to treaty?
So I guess it depends on what your history is and where you've come from and how you've come to the table. So, you know, if you're a First Nations Queenslander, your story, what you want to talk about is probably going to be different than if you're a farmer who is third or fourth descendant of settlers. And that'll be a different story,
sure,
to someone who might have moved out here, 50 or 60 years ago from Europe. So everyone's sort of going to have a different story. But, you know, some of those will be very historical.
Sure.
But some just could be as simple as, the names of some of the streets and hills and mountains and highways and stuff like that we've got around the place, part of this could be about changing names of things that are offensive,
mm-hmm,
or changing names to things that are more reflective, so there's a range of things that we've got, and look, everything's on the table, and I don't want this to be, this is not a blame thing. This is recognition and true reconciliation. I also want the private sector to be involved. We've got a lot of companies out there, big companies,
yes,
like Qantas and big, a lot of the big mine, or nearly all the big mining companies have all got reconciliation action plans. And we're working through them. I'm having conversations with lots of them at the moment about making sure that how do they get the treaty conversation into their workplace, into their workforce, their contractors, their suppliers, their boardrooms, and how do we tie them into it as well? So this is not just the government.
Yes.
This is everyone.
Fantastic. On another other side of the coin, application now open for Young Indigenous Leadership Program. So that's a good positive vehicle.
That's exactly right. And look, there's always going to be good initiatives out there, leadership programs. There's also applications open at the moment for more Indigenous land and sea rangers,
yes,
and I know that there's going to be more of those coming out as well. I really feel that things are starting to shift in a real positive direction. We've just got to keep driving. Just got to keep driving that. It's so important to be able to establish good foundations for future generations coming through. I often say to organisations that I talk to now, it's now got to be more than just giving a young Indigenous person a job. You need to give them a career pathway.
Well, exactly. And look, it creates a positive movement. Success breeds success. And we as a country, well, especially for First Nation people, we need more black successes, not only on the football field, Craig.
That's exactly right, mate. I want to see climbing the corporate ladder.
Yes.
We want to see more Indigenous Queenslanders on boards. And that means, and this is a conversation I'm having with a lot of the private sector, that means about career progression. How do,
yep,
we get teacher aides in schools going and becoming teachers? How do we get nurses becoming doctors? And how do we,
yep,
get, how do we get people being CEOs and up into the boards? How do we identify First Nations Queenslanders that could be on government boards?
Exactly.
These are all the things that we're moving on at the moment. So it's all
fantastic.
Very important.
Adelie Yarn there with the Honourable Craig Crawford, Minister for Seniors and Disability Services and Minister for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Partnership. And we're talking about the Queensland Path to Treaty Progress in Cairns. Also talk about the application now open for Young Indigenous Leadership Program. And he's got that profile portfolio as well. So very important to have a conversation with the people from Parliament, especially leading up our state and looking after First Nation people, but a very robust conversation to be had in the next couple of years regarding treaty in Queensland. So there it is. Have your say. Yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416.
Jumbo Jumba, Jumba Rula, Bularo, New World Banjuri. Follow a track, don't look back, keep right on the road. Follow a track, don't look back, keep right on the road. Right on the road. Follow the story, follow the dream. Dance by the fire, dance by the stream. Bularo Banjuri, Bijuri Banjuri, Biri Mani.
Follow one track, don't look back, keep right on the road. Follow one track, don't look back, keep right on the road.
Open your eyes, find your feet, dance to the beaver beat. Jilly Bude, Gino Weba, Waterman Tundan, Beaver Allah.
Follow one track. Keep right on the road. Follow a track. Don't look back. Keep right on the road. Keep right on the road. Keep right on. Keep right on the road. Keep right on. Keep right on the road. Keep right on. Keep right on the road. By the fire, dance by the stream. Open your eyes and find your feet. Dance to the beaver beat.
Whoa.
Follow one track, don't look back. Keep right on the road. Follow one track, don't look back. Keep right.
A message from Apuna Pima Cape York Health Council.
Hey, Witch Rayu Mob, it's Clara. Did you know smoking during pregnancy is not good for you and your bub? For support to quit, contact your local health service or call Quitline on 137848 or speak to us at Apuna Pima Cape York Health Council. Our health in our hands.
Station sponsor.
You're not sure who to turn to for legal advice? Want someone who knows what you and your mob need? Need to find someone you can trust? Call Marawa Law. They are the nation's leading independent Indigenous legal firm and the legal advisor of choice for government, business and traditional owner groups in the commercial and Indigenous law sector. They are 100% Indigenous owned and help their clients with the right advice in native title, joint ventures, leasing, property and lots more. Choose a law firm that understands you. Marawa Law. Visit marawalaw.com.au or call today on 07 404 13088.
Station sponsor.
Little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Children. as one blood tribal family, living on our land that we call down under. So many sacred, our tribal history. By passing on our dream time story and culture to our children. That's one blood, tribal family. Living on our land that we call down under.
Mob, this is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now at 1-800-422-416.
God is calling you, Aboriginal.
And take the white man.
very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Phil Green, Privacy Commissioner, and just talk about Privacy Awareness Week. This is not a private conversation, it's an open conversation, but about the Privacy Awareness Week. On the line, Phil, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. Thank you for having me up there. I think it's really great you're doing this, and it's been something, you know, really important for us, and this week is particularly important. The theme is Make Privacy a Priority.
Yes.
And I think that's critical because government is a monopoly supplier in a lot of ways. So if you got to deal with government, government has to deal with your information properly.
Yes, well, this is a open conversation, public conversation about privacy, and we need to respect people's privacy because it could cause a lot of effects on a person's life into the future or even in regard to their private life regarding relationships. It's very important we keep things private.
Yeah, it is, and I think there's a balance because there's some good information flows, and we've seen that with contact tracing for COVID, where, you know, you might give up some information for public benefit and good, and you've got to strike the balance and be assured that it's going to be treated properly.
Yes.
Not abused and not, you know, subject you to... And we've seen down this way, we've seen some people who are kind of ostracized for maybe doing the wrong thing. So we need to strike that balance to make sure that we get good information flows happening to help people, but also to not harm them. And there can be some really serious harms that result from misusing information.
Yes, exactly. And here we are, Privacy Awareness Week. And so it just highlights that we need to be careful with the information, especially people working in government or people working where they're dealing with people's private information, to not make that mistake or don't be willy-nilly about giving out that information.
Yeah, Trevor, I think the chair of the Crime and Corruption Commission highlighted, you know, things like domestic violence.
Yes.
People having a peek on a database and knowing about residential addresses and things like that, that can seem a bit, you know, innocent having a peek, but it can be really serious misconduct. In the scam, because we're all, you know, we're all online more at the moment.
We are.
The scams have increased, and I'm saying make sure you take some time before you click on a link, before you post online, in whatever, like, so many social media out there right now. The youth are using TikTok and Insta and Snapchat, but yeah, the old fogies like me probably still have Facebook.
Likewise.
Yeah.
The dinosaurs.
Yeah, or WhatsApp.
Yeah, I'm just writing you a letter, snail mail. You'll get it soon. Exactly.
Well, but you know, even in those letters things, privacy can come up. People put the wrong letter in the wrong envelope and, you know, or lose documents off the back of a truck. That's happened.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Or when you're dropping stuff at the rubbish dump, all your paperwork's there.
Yeah, or put your filing cabinet in there. And and those risks of fraud and of, you know, violence in the worst cases of domestic violence or family violence, those things can happen, but everything in between, and you do need to take personal responsibility. People need to be aware. That's the big thing about this week is be aware, take some time, think before you click on the link.
So I suppose the information, this conversation is going out to individuals in regard to where they put that information online or responding to an email or sending stuff out. Hey, say look before you leap is what you're saying, Phil.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there are some other players in this space. There's an e-safety commissioner. So people who, you know, have put stuff up on social media that's really, you know, in the terrible arena for public safety can get the e-safety commissioner. The ACCC, you know, competition consumer people are working on the scams, and the police are working on some of the scams as well, because They're all working from home as well. Some of the baddies working from home trying to scam you out of your money.
Exactly.
investors and dating and romance scams and even fake bills and people trying to get hold of your computer from remote.
Well, exactly. And those scammers, they're very deadly, so we just need to be on the ball with our information.
Yeah, definitely. And there's, you know, some tech-savvy people, like you sound like you're pretty tech-savvy. Some of the youth, you know, might be more tech-savvy than their parents, but, you know, we all need to help each other to be safe online and privacy-sensitive, because privacy and personal information is very valuable. Our New Zealand colleagues and, you know, international colleagues are saying it's precious.
Yes, precious, exactly. Information. Precious.
So be careful. And, you know, we are trying to do our best to just raise awareness and for people to take care of themselves online.
Well, make privacy a priority. That's what it's all about, Privacy Awareness Week, 3rd to the 9th of May. Thank you very much for sharing, Phil. All the best to your team. Your family, stay safe, and we'll yarn soon, Phil.
Thank you, Trevor, and good luck, and thank you for your viewers, and all make privacy a priority.
Too deadly. Thank you very much, Phil. Bye-bye.
Bye, Trevor.
Deadly yarn there. Phil Green, his name is, Privacy Commissioner, and talk about the Privacy Awareness Week. That's 3rd of May to the 9th of May. Make privacy a priority. So everybody out there, be careful how you put your information, where you put your information, who you give your information to, and to people out there who are working with people who are you're getting information off them, be careful what you do with that information and respect the privacy of the individuals, customers, clients that you're dealing with. That's what it's all about. Have your say, yarn up strong here on National Talk Black. Not a private conversation, all ears here, all open for our yarn with the public. You mob 1-800-422-416.
Out.